USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Joe Biden never lifted a finger for 25 years to reform NAFTA.
Vice President Mike Pence hitting the campaign trail on Saturday. The vice president in Reading, Pennsylvania, continues.
When Joe Biden was vice president, America actually lost 200,000 manufacturing jobs. Remember the last president, 4 years ago? He said those manufacturing jobs would never come back. He said, what magic wand do you have? Well, we didn't need a magic wand fighting for American jobs. We just needed President Donald Trump in the White House. 500,000 manufacturing jobs in just 3 years.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden responded to a reporter late Friday when asked about a recent explosive New York Post report about his son Hunter Biden. The former vice president saying it's just another smear campaign. USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better, or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
If you've ever asked the question, who would want a career in law enforcement these days? You're not alone.
There are now fewer police officers per person in the U.S. than at any point in the last 25 years. That's according to recently released federal data. The Washington Free Beacon reports there were roughly 214 police officers per 100,000 Americans in 2019. That represents a 1.5% decline from 2018 and a 9% drop from 2007 when police numbers last peaked. That trend bodes ill for violent crime in America, which has plateaued in recent years, given the large body of evidence finding that cops do have a substantial impact on crime rates. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
A federal judge denied a motion from the Diocese of Brooklyn to block Governor Andrew Cuomo's restrictions on religious gatherings. Religious gatherings in the hot zones in New York City are limited to 10 people. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Your traditional Thanksgiving dinner may look a little bit different if a top infectious disease expert has his way, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki.
The coronavirus may have people wanting to scale back their Thanksgiving. That's a recommendation from Dr. Anthony Fauci. The head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases tells CBS News that people should be very careful when planning holiday get-togethers, especially if family members will be traveling to join.
I think people should be very careful and prudent about social gatherings, particularly when members of the family might be at a risk because of their age or their underlying condition. Namely, you may have to bite the bullet and sacrifice that social gathering unless you're pretty certain that the people that you're dealing with are not infected.
NASCAR driver Kyle Larson says his apology for using the N-word is sincere.
I understand, you know, people who might not know me, you know, if they might not believe it or think I'm just checking the box. And, you know, I feel like I've definitely grown more in these last, you know, 6 months than I have in the 28 years I've been alive.
Larson talking with CBS this morning for the first time since being fired from his racing team back in April. Larson has applied for reinstatement in NASCAR, but has yet to hear their official decision. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.